Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Christina Liu.
Hello.
Has been all day.
Yes.
And now, of course, it's the Christina Liu Show.
So everywhere.
She's just been warming up. And at one point here, you know, Dan's in the station, but you'll be looking for Dan's job.
That's right. You better watch out now, Dan.
Anyway, there is so much going on in the town. And we talked about the CoFIT program a little bit. And having someone like Shari on is just so special because that's just one group or division,
yeah,
or whatever you want to call it,
it
of
really
Project
is.
Independence and mobility. And that's, as opposed to talking about it as transportation. I think the word mobility
is
so
cool.
Yeah,
and that's like something else I just really want to mention also with Shari, because, you know, we were talking about these huge CarFit events that they have. But also, you know, Shari does individual CarFits as well. So, you know, you can come to our office in New Hyde Park, and in the parking lot, she'll meet you out there and do, you know, this whole same process on you, you know, if you can't make these other dates, which I think is definitely something worth mentioning because it's an important thing. You know what's great about Shari, because this mobility issue also, is that she did so much with pedestrian safety, you know, because there's a lot of people, and it was a huge issue that came out of the advisory committee in Great Neck, because there's a lot of apartments in Great Neck, a lot of people you know, walk, and there was tons of issues with, you know, the crossing and lines being painted correctly. And, you know, the light being too fast, and what was so one, the work that Shari put into it was really amazing, because she was able to track down, you know, depending on what district it was, if it was a town road or a county road, you know, whatever it might have been, she, you know, reached out to that person to give them the whole list of issues that came out of that committee meeting, which I think is special too.
No, I think something like that is tremendous. And that is, you know, unfortunately, as seniors age, driving is difficult.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're doing something at night or maybe in the morning, you're not the best on a given day, you can use the transportation.
No, and I think
service.
That's, you know, it's just so amazing, you know, just to hearing her talk about, you know, like the fact that North Hempstead literally has this travel agent for senior residents is just huge, that she could sit there with you and say, okay, this will be, you know, the cheapest way, the easiest way for you to get from, you know, place A to place B.
Now, does she include piña coladas and stuff?
Listen,
like that?
I know she might. She might be able to tell you the best places to hit up on the way. But it's definitely great. So please, 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 if you have any questions, call 311 or 869-6311 to really, you know, to get in touch with Shari, and she'll answer any questions you might have. So kudos to Shari. And on another note, this weekend, John, is the big annual Asian American Fest.
Oh, it's this weekend?
That is this weekend, Saturday, May 20th. It's going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park, which it's a great, great event. And I really encourage everyone should check that out. It's going to begin at 12 p.m. There's going to be tons of different live performances from all around the world, food from local restaurants, and plenty of different cultural activities, which is really, I think it's great because, you know, North Hempstead is really an ethnic diverse place. And this is showing just a little glimpse into all that. So please, please, please check that out. And the event is free. But as John knows, there is a $10 parking fee per vehicle if you pay with cash. But it is $7 if you pay with credit card.
And I think we finally figured out that why.
What was the reason?
Recently it came to me because they don't want cash in the town anymore.
Oh.
And remember a couple of years ago,
right,
cash went missing,
gotcha,
and all this.
Right.
So this way, they're giving you a discount,
right,
to use your credit card.
Gotcha.
So that there's no cash floating around at the end of the day and weighs
$100. Yes, because we discussed this last week when you weren't here, and it was really blowing everyone's mind. I said, this is not a typo. I swear to everyone, John and I really were confused at first, but this is what it is. So definitely check out this. It's a huge event. There's wonderful, wonderful things there and different cultural activities. So check out Asian American Fest.
And always, you always see that one in the paper afterwards. It's always
it's really, really great.
I've
and
never
they have,
gone to it.
It's
to
fun. And they have like all different things that they sell. You know, because I love a little booth to buy things. You just put anything
tchotchkes
in front of me, I will buy it. So definitely check that out. And also what will be coming up, because I can't believe we are approaching the end of May, is the Memorial Day Fireworks Extravaganza will be on Saturday, May 27th at North Hempstead Beach Park. It's going to begin at 6 p.m. And then the fireworks begin at 9:15 p.m. And there will be music by the Eagles Tribute Band. Desert Highway, which it should be. It's really a fun event. You know, if you're going to go, though, I recommend you get there earlier because it does get crowded. So you can kind of find your spot, which is definitely important. So it's and what's great to say is that for the first time ever, there will be free parking for veterans.
Oh, really?
So that is and to get a free parking pass, it will be issued at the park office at North Hempstead Beach Park from May 21st to May 26th. So you need to get that ahead of time, obviously, to use that. So definitely check that out because I think that would be...
We've done it a few times. But honestly, you go at 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you got a spot. You bring food. They don't stop you. Bring everything.
Well, that's what, you know, we were talking about last week, too, which I think is nice, that you could bring your own chairs, you know, pack, you know, snacks, lunch, dinner, whatever you want to bring with you. And I think it's great. You could just sit there. And it's really fun. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of people. It's like a very lively place to be at. So definitely check that out. I also want to just remind people that you should have received your copy of The New Pioneer. It's really a wonderful, wonderful issue, and the whole theme is around Age Out Loud, which is the Older Americans Month theme for May 2017.
Okay.
And, you know, when we were trying to think of a theme for the Pioneer, you know, I like to look at, you know, May. I'm always interested in what the Older Americans theme is for that month. And it was perfect because it really works with Project Independence because it's kind of this new face of aging. You're no longer, you know, just retiring and sitting there watching TV. You're out there and you're volunteering. You're active, and you're in groups, certainly, which goes hand in hand with Project Independence. So there's an article about that. There's a message from the supervisor. There's a wonderful interview with our very own Otto Loos and council member Lee Seaman, who have both been with the program for a very long time, which is since the beginnings, actually, the both of them. So that was a great interview. We have a whole little blurb about scam awareness, and it's all tips on how to handle an unexpected sales call, which is definitely something important to check out. And then in the middle, we have sound suggestions from Otto, which is... all of his tips, because anybody who knows Otto, he has a whole list of tips to age in place successfully. We also feature a blurb about Martha Cohen, who's one of our volunteers for the World in Motion group, and Barbara Melman, who does our technology for the Terrified. We have a medication management section, so excuse me,
that's fine.
Check that out.
Barbara's been on the show, right? That's yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. No, and you were turning the pages of it. It's colorful. It really
yes.
is laid out very nicely.
It hasn't been
in the past, but this one looks cool.
It's really a wonderful issue, and a lot of work goes into it, so please look
now,
at it.
What happens? They can call 311 and give their address. If I don't get one. Never.
Well, there we go, because I handle that, so now I'll make sure.
No, but I pick it up someplace, but that's not the point. Call 311,
you call 311 and you say, I'm not receiving the Pioneer. It will come directly to me, actually. And I make sure I reach out to the mailing house to make sure you are added to the list.
Okay.
So, please, you know, we really want people to receive this because, like I said, it's a great issue filled with tons of information. And it's something worth checking out. And also, John, which is hot off the presses that I'm sure you'll be attending, is our Aging in Place Conference. We do this every 2 years, and this is going to be the fourth regional one, Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference and Expo. And it's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center on Wednesday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. This theme is going to be Toolbox for Living Well, which I think is great because you literally will go from place to place and, you know, gain a tool for your toolbox of aging in place. So there'll be different things on brain fitness, how to remain active, how to eat healthy foods, staying connected, reducing stress.
Healthy foods, that's that cook again?
There's going to be a different person that
will
be
okay.
Having little sample things. There'll be fitness classes, computer trainings, medication management, Medicare updates, because around the time of this is when you have to
open
renew,
enrollment.
Yes.
Okay.
So we really want to spread the word on that because things always change. So it's always a great thing. There's tons of wonderful exhibitors that come to this, and transportation's available at different locations. So we're, you know, registration hasn't opened yet, but if you have any questions, please call 311.
And this is it's every other year, and I've gone to two of them. I don't know when you started them. Maybe I've met them both, or three of them.
This is going to be the fourth one, yeah. So the first one was at Hofstra University. Then the second one.
Okay, I didn't go to Hofstra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we had Yes We Can. We had
the tour. Yes We Can. That was there. And it really is. It's again, walk around. You may even meet somebody, but that's not even the point. There's just so much information to be gathered.
Yeah.
And it's a big day. And I know there's transportation provided.
Yes,
I mean, it really
absolutely.
This is an all-out effort
it really
to get you there. Because parking
huge
is not
amount.
The easiest over at the Yes We Can, but it doesn't interfere that day.
Yeah, no. And it's really what's great, too, that they did last time they'll be doing again. Is the town council people lifted a lot of parking restrictions on the streets that day, too. So, you know, we really just want people to come. And like I said, it's a perfect place to just gather information and find out what's out there for you, which is definitely important. So that is Wednesday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center in Roslyn. So check it out. Another great thing that will be going on is it was the Asian Fun Day Monday.
Okay.
I was told at work today.
Are you going to start Fun Day Monday talking?
Yes,
about?
That was told
when does
to
it start?
Start
That's June or July?
It's July.
July, okay.
But there's going to be a whole bunch of different programming, so they wanted me to give a shout out to remind people about Fun Day Monday. And transportation is available for that too. And there's dancing, there's entertainment, and if anyone's been there, it's quite the fun festival.
Oh, yeah.
And this is something also very, very important that John, you might have heard about. We've had them on before, CASA, which is Coalition Against Substance Abuse. We've had them on the radio show. They're doing a really wonderful program, and I encourage people to go. It's going to be the Unitarian Universalist Church on in Shelter Rock on Wednesday, June 14th at 1 p.m., and it's called Safe Medication Practices in Today's Prescription Drug Epidemic. There's going to be a panel with, wonderful women. Somebody from the Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, the president of Long Island Pharmacist Society, another person who's going to discuss on how it's never too late, to reach out to people who have chemical dependency.
Right.
And we have someone from Families in Support of Treatment. And it's a senior citizen who actually lost her grandchild to opiate overdose. So it's such an important topic, and just how to remain safe. And we just want to encourage people, like I said, no matter if you are the senior, if you are the caregiver, if you're the grandchild, this is something that's really beneficial to many, many people. So we encourage everyone to please check that out. Project Independence, is one of the supporters of this program.
No, I agree.
And it's definitely something that I think should be
We have an unveiling on Monday. No, on Sunday from somebody who overdosed. I mean, the number in 1 week, not 1 week, in 1 month it was. And fortunately, I haven't heard since. Three people.
Yeah.
And it was a sister of somebody and a brother of somebody. And I was like, oh, my God. And one happens to be one of my daughter's brother-in-law. It's crazy.
No, and that's what I'm saying. This program is beneficial for everyone of all ages, and it's really being geared towards seniors, because when you're an older adult, you're more likely to experience problems with small doses, because your metabolism is different, so a smaller dosage of something can really harm you in many ways. So I just really encourage people, and we certainly know that older adults are prescribed all kinds of things time, very easily. So it's to get all the information, and there's wonderful speakers. So I encourage everyone to check that out on Wednesday, June 14th at 1 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church.
Terrific. We have to take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.